Today in Bethlehem, the Israeli soldiers abducted 8 people from the area and added them to the 9,000 Palestinian political prisoners being held illegally in Israeli jails. Earlier this night, one Israeli soldier was killed inside of Bethlehem, Area A, where the Israeli military has no sovereignty, no business being inside of Area A. One invading Israeli soldier was killed. All of Bethlehem is now under tight curfew. There are tanks rolling around, about 50 jeeps. People are terrified, of course, and waiting to see what will happen. All last night it was impossible to sleep because the Israeli military tearing apart the houses across the street, banging through them, shooting, yelling, going through with flashlights, walking around on foot because it was clear that they weren't afraid of anything. They were shining their flashlights up as well, and anyone who was trying to watch was too afraid and ducked into the shadows so they wouldn't be killed.
How long are you expecting the curfew to go on?
We never know. It's up to the Israeli military government how long it goes on, but we think it will intensify now. There's not much news coming out of Bethlehem right now. Palestinian journalists here have been calling me. Some asked me to be ready so that I could go with them because I'm a journalist and I have an American passport. To go with them because they're too afraid to make the news, to go to get the story, because in the eyes of the Israeli military, they're Palestinian, just. If you're Palestinian, you're a target. The Israeli military, so even their press card, their press credentials and their bulletproof vests don't protect them against the Israeli soldiers, but sometimes my passport does. So most decided that it was too dangerous and stayed inside of their houses. Some are actually in the TV station, but they're afraid to go out. One tried to come to meet me, but he couldn't find a car to get anywhere in. He lives on the other side of the Bethlehem area where I am. There are no cars in the streets, there's no taxis, there's no cars around to take. The press can't do their job. There's no news coming out of Bethlehem. The reason you don't see any pictures is because the Israeli military makes it impossible for journalists to do their job. They make it impossible to get the news out to tell about the atrocities that they're committing, the ethnic cleansing, this campaign that they're waging against the Palestinian people, and it's just getting worse by the day, by the minute.
Did you hear the news about this ceasefire negotiations?
The negotiation that Arafat wasn't allowed to go to, that the Palestinian president was not allowed to go to because Sharon won't speak with him. That's not a negotiation. And to suggest that it's a ceasefire undermines the reality of this situation a millionfold. There are not two equal sides. This is not a war. This is an illegal military occupation that's been going on for 55 years, and intensely so since 1967. And what's happening now here is occasionally, very occasionally, one Palestinian will try to wage an act of resistance. This is while the Palestinian streets are crawling with Israeli soldiers. This is while Palestinians aren't allowed to leave their homes. They can't go to school. They can't go to work. This is where every family that I know has people who are dead and people who are in prison. And today is Eid. Today is a holy day here. And instead of people being able to have a joyous day with their families and their friends, they're stuck inside of their houses, afraid that they're going to be killed or arrested. Mothers wept today because so many of their children are dead. So many of them are in prison. There's over 1,000 Palestinian political prisoners just from the Bethlehem area alone. And I tried to go out with one of my friends, and we couldn't. You can't even have a normal life here at all. We tried to fit somewhere, and suddenly it was curfew, shooting, go home, soldiers in the streets, tanks, go home and hide, and I couldn't even go to the internet inside of a camp in a community center to make the news, because if the Israelis see the lights on in the community center, they'll attack it. This is the way that people are trying to protect it. I have to go now. Something's happening now.